Thank you for listening to the Ablaze Church Sermon Podcast. Our purpose at Ablaze is to love God, love others, follow Jesus, and tell others. If you are looking for a church home in the Tulsa area, we'd love to have you join us for worship on Saturdays at 6:30 p.m. or Sundays at 10:30 a.m. For more information, please visit our website at ablazechurch.org.
By grace, you have been saved. Through faith, this is not of yourselves. It's a gift from God, not of works. Not of works. Now, 3 weeks ago, we talked about the grace of God. Grace does not cure cancers. Grace does not make the whole world right. Grace is God's power to enable you to live in this corrupt, dangerous, upheaval world and say deep inside of you, it's good to be alive in God's green earth. Grace is the power of God to transform you, to make you anew. Like I tried to explain to the children, spiritually, he remakes you. That power is called grace. In one word, grace is all that God is for you and me in Christ Jesus the Lord. Now, faith is the work of the Holy Spirit in your life. The power of God in your life includes the Holy Spirit. And it is the Holy Spirit that produces faith in your life. And that faith enables you, as Don Cook tried to share with us last week, to recognize you need a Lord and Savior. It opens your eyes to see Jesus as the answer to all your problems. It opens your ears to hear the wisdom of God, not the wisdom of the world. It opens your mind to understand and realize you have a personal Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is faith that enables you to remember Jesus in the Lord's Supper. It is by grace, the power of God, through faith, the gift that God has given you, that you and I are saved. This is not from yourselves. It's a gift from God, not by works. Now, that can get a little confusing at times. And the reason is because the devil sure wants to confuse us. And he does that by the world in which we live in. How many of you have ever or do belong to some kind of club? Anybody? Okay. How about an organization outside of the church? Okay. Yeah. Well, let's say you are a member at Battle Creek. Okay. You pull your car in, open up your door, take your clubs out, and you're going, it distinguishes you. I'm a member of Battle Creek. Huh? The whole world we live in, the job you have, the money you have, whatever organization you may belong to, it really depends upon your works and what you do, but not the kingdom of God. There are no big shots in the kingdom of God. In the kingdom of God, it is what God has done for you that makes you a part of the kingdom. Listen, to help you understand, if you're here right now this morning and you have air that you breathe, take a deep breath. If you have the breath of life, it's because somebody breathed into you the breath of life. You didn't do it. If you have the spiritual breath of life in you, and you have that relationship with Jesus Christ, it is because somebody breathed into you that spiritual life. You did not do it on your own. It's by his works, not ours, that we are saved. But we're saved for good works, not by good works. Let me put it in a way that might help you understand more. You're not saved because at one point, 1 hour, in one location, you accepted certain propositions about Jesus Christ. Well, that might set you back, some of you. It's not something you did that caused you to be saved. It is something God has done for you. And the evidence that you are saved is in your new life and the works that follow. Listen to the words of Jesus. You will know them, that is my disciples, by their works. Can a dead tree produce fruit? No. Unless you become like a child. He didn't say childish. He said, like a child. What is that? Somebody says, I add nothing significant to this. I need to be taken care of. That's being saved. It's the handiwork of God who creates you. And the evidence that you are saved is a new life. A life that shines for Him. Let me put it another way. There was a businessman who had a corporation. And he said, you want evidence of the resurrection of the dead? Come around any time in my business 5 minutes before quitting time. Let me put it this way. It's not like we were lost and we needed directions. It's not as if we were unwise and we needed a little more knowledge. It's not like we were weak and we needed a little more strength. We were dead, ripped apart, smushed like this banana. What we needed was a resurrection. And that's what God has done for us. That's by grace, through faith, you're resurrected spiritually and saved. But there's a reason He has done that, so each and every one of us can live in that new spiritual life and someday in a new body in heaven. But until then, shine for Him. And what our theme is this year in 2001-9, what does that look like? Have you ever heard this? Some people grab life and some people are out to lunch. Have you heard that? Let me tell you a little story about that. There was a gentleman who was driving his car home, and he saw a lady with a flat tire looking at him. He swerved around, parked his car. He was going to play the Good Samaritan. And when he walked up, he noticed that it was Sally, a member of his church. He goes, Sally, how you doing? Oh, thanks for stopping. He goes, yeah, let me give you a hand. Opens up the trunk, takes out the jack and tire, jacks up the car, takes the bolts off, put the new tire in, threw in that old tire flat in the back, and he was just about ready to let the jack down. And Sally said, oh, please be real careful. Tony, my husband, sleeping in the back seat. We don't want to wake him up. Well, he's out for lunch. Let me tell you, if you're a husband here this morning, and you stood before God and witnessed someday and said, in sickness and health, good times and bad times, I will love you. And you don't support your wife. And you're not there for her. And you don't work alongside of her and do things for her. Where is your love? The Bible says it's a clanging cymbal. It's dead. If you're a father here, I'm picking on fathers and husbands today. If you're a father here and you say, oh, I'm a good father, but you don't spend time with your children, you don't discipline them, you don't help around the house, you don't read to them, you don't take care of them, you don't spend time with them. Did I say time the second time? Yeah. Your fatherhood is dead, you might say. We understand that, don't we? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, let me tell you what James says. If you have faith and you don't have works, your faith is dead. The evidence of your salvation is not that you stood up at 1 hour at some time and said, I acknowledge Christ. The evidence of your salvation is a changed life completely. You are dead. You have been raised. You're not out to lunch. You're serving the Lord with that joy of knowing you've been recreated. the happiness of going, wow, I get to shine for him. He has remade me. You see, if you say you're a Christian and you're not spending time with the Lord in his word, with his family in worship, if you say you're a Christian and remembering the Lord is not something upon your heart and your soul, if you say you're a Christian, as James says, and somebody you know in the church is hungry, and you don't offer at least to feed them, if a brother and sister in the family, because you're part of the family, need some clothes, and you don't say, hey, let me get you a new pair of jeans, your faith is dead. Now, at the Tulsa campus this morning, we welcomed 10 new members. And I said, you are the two newest members of this family that meets together. You know who your idols are? You know who I want you to look to for a good example of what it means to be a Christian? I said, all of you, as they stood in the front. Who teaches the new family members how to shine in 2001-9? It's the members. See, listen. Christians aren't out for lunch. No, Christians say, hey, I've got something to offer, something to give. Let me put it in a way you might understand. The best Christmas gift you could ever give to your spouse is to be a good Christian example to them. To your children, the best gift you can be is shine for Jesus Christ, because you're a man, a woman, a mom, a dad, changed by the grace of God. Through faith, your eyes have been opened. And you know, serving him is the greatest, the best thing you could ever do. The greatest gift you could be as an employee, an employer, or a citizen of Broken Arrow, or Tulsa, or Oklahoma, is to shine for the Lord. The greatest gift you can give this Christmas is to let your light shine. Don't be out to lunch. Take the light that God has given you. Live it and shine. Listen to the scripture reading we started this year out with. You ready? Let your light shine so that others may see your good works. Why? To give glory to the Father who's in heaven. You see, when you let your light shine, when you're not out to lunch and you're serving the Lord joyfully, guess what? Others will take notice. And that is a gift of our faith to others. Amen.